to everything, there is a season, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A quote from Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how life unfolds in chapters and in phases. And this is sort of a return to basic personal development. This is a very practical topic. We're not going to get too metaphysical here. But it can be very useful to start to think of your life in terms of unfolding chapters and phases. Each chapter in your life, of which there will be many, will be composed of four main phases, which we're going to call here the limbo phase. That's number one. Number two is the starting phase. Number three is the middle. And number four is the end. So we're going to talk a lot about these different phases and what they look like and what you should do and the various traps that you might fall into with each stage. So just to briefly summarize them for you here, the limbo stage is a time of inaction where you feel lost, where you need to decompress and you need to heal and think things through. So this is a period of isolation. The starting phase is when you find a new sense of direction in your life, and now this is the time where you start to take action and start to build momentum. Then, once that's concluded, that leads into the middle, or sort of the peak of the cycle. And the peak is when you're really hitting your stride, you're building a lot of momentum, and you're in the zone, and you're getting success. And that's sort of the maximum that you reach. And then it starts to go downhill from there, and then you reach the end. And the end is where things start to get stale. Yes, you have success, but then there's something new that you need to look out for. And now it's time to start thinking about wrapping up this whole chapter. All these four phases are part of one chapter, starting to wrap that up and opening up to the new chapter. So those are the phases. I got this idea of these phases from IPEC, which is the coaching program that I took some years back. I highly recommend it if you want to become a life coach. IPEC is a great program. I actually was just going through my notebooks, old coaching notebooks from when I was learning that, how to coach. They have a lot of great techniques, very practical tools that you can use on yourself and on your clients to help them to figure out how to manage their life. And so one of the models that they gave there is they gave sort of these different cycles. They had different names for them and so forth. But a lot of the information that I'm going to be talking about here today are coming from them. So credit goes to them for this model. It's really handy because when you're working with a client, you can assess where in their cycle they are, which phase they're in, and then you can help to steer them in the right direction because, you know, nothing is new under the sun. Human beings have been growing for thousands of years, so we kind of know how the human psychology works and how people work on their relationships, in their business, and what kind of cycles and phases they go through. So it's really nice to be able to understand that because then you can sort of orient and normalize whatever is going on with you. You don't feel lost. So that's the whole purpose of this episode. So let's get into the first phase in some detail. Number one, limbo. That's what I call it. So this is a phase where you feel groundless, lost, and uncertain. This is a time of most inaction, where you're not really doing a lot of work, you're not getting a lot of success, you're not earning a bunch of money or stuff like that. This is a low energy phase. This is a time to heal, to reflect, to take time off, to introspect, to slow down. It's a time to decompress because, of course, it goes in a cycle. That means that this limbo that you're in right now came from a prior phase, which was the end of some other chapter. So at the end of a chapter, you go into limbo before the new chapter begins. You're not sure what the new chapter of your life is going to hold yet. And so during this time, there's not much to work on yet. And probably you need to learn lessons and decompress from stuff that happened in the last chapter. So during this limbo phase, it's important to do research and to start to look in new directions to see what kind of new opportunities are available to you. What is your next chapter of life going to be? What's the theme going to be? It can also involve coping with loss from a previous chapter. Maybe the previous chapter closed without a full resolution, or maybe it ended in catastrophic failure. It doesn't always end in success the way you want. Maybe the last chapter was you starting your business, and then it all came crashing down, and your business went bankrupt in some bad turn of the economy, and now you're dealing with the fallout of that. And now you got to think about, well, what's next? What's my new business? Or am I going to get a job? Or am I going to be homeless? Well, you know what? What's the next phase? It's important to use this time to integrate lessons from the previous chapter. There's probably a lot of stuff you learned, whether you succeeded or failed in the last phase. It doesn't matter. There's many lessons that can be learned from success or from failure. And probably you had a mixture of both. Maybe you succeeded in certain areas but failed in other areas. So spending time just contemplating and really extracting the lessons, making the lessons explicit, that's important. This is a time also to get honest with yourself and to face your own bullshit and inner demons and inadequacies. So probably if you had any failures in the previous chapter, it's because you had serious inner obstacles that need work. That's why personal development is done. That's why consciousness work and spirituality is done. So you need to get honest about that. So maybe your business failed not because the economy took a downturn, but really because of some personal flaw that you had that now you need to own up to. And of course, that can be difficult to do. So this limbo phase can be sort of a melancholy, challenging phase, because you are turning inwards and you're introspecting. And you're also admitting of various mistakes. You're kind of looking at your own performance in the past and seeing, you know, what did you like, what didn't you like. You're accepting responsibility for your mistakes. Maybe you have certain regrets about how you handle situations that you want to handle differently next time. And so the danger here with this phase is that people might want to move through it too quickly, without really going into it and doing the introspection and really doing the inner work. They might distract themselves with external activities and hobbies and things when really they need to give themselves the opportunity to fully go into this phase. So during this phase, you might feel alone. You might feel lazy. You might feel listless. You might feel purposeless. You might even feel depressed. You might fear for the future. Fear of the unknown, because you don't know what comes next. You might have a sense that this is it. This is like the most that you would ever get in life is the previous peak that you got, and that now the best chapter of your life is over. Well, of course, this is just an illusion. It doesn't have to be this way, but it can feel that way. It can feel, especially when you're depressed or you're stuck in a rut, it can feel like it's going to last forever and that you don't know how to break out of it. Of course, that's totally normal, which is why it's helpful to know that, because just by knowing that already helps you to break out of it. Whereas if you start to take it too seriously and you think that it's going to last forever, then you completely lose hope. And then that's when things start to go wrong. During this phase, you're going to doubt yourself a lot. There's going to be a loss of control, a surrender, a facing of some of your greatest fears, admitting things about yourself and your life that you don't want to admit. Maybe admitting that you wasted a lot of time, or maybe admitting that you started the wrong type of business, or you entered the wrong type of relationship for whatever personal reasons that you had. During this phase, you are realigning with your top values if you're doing it correctly. If you're doing it incorrectly, then you're ignoring your values. You don't even know you have any values, and you're going off and you're distracting yourself with television or getting into some other kind of rut. During this phase, you also need to be challenging limiting beliefs, because it's during this phase that you're starting to get little inklings of what life could hold for you next. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe it's a move to a different country. Maybe it's breaking with a relationship or moving away from your family or, you know, something. And you're getting little glimpses of what it could be. A vision is starting to materialize, but it takes time for that vision to become concrete. At first, it's just little inklings. And of course, as the vision starts to materialize, all sorts of limiting beliefs come up. Like, for example, maybe you start to see the vision of how you're going to start your own business. whereas before you were working in some dead-end job. And now that's exciting that you're starting to see this possibility, but at the same time, you have all these fears and limiting beliefs about like how, well, I've never run a business, so I don't even know what that looks like. How am I going to do it? I don't have the money. Where am I going to get the capital? Who's going to loan me money? And, you know, what if I'm not good enough? I don't have enough experience. I don't have any connections, and so forth. So all those need to be challenged, and your vision needs to be able to conquer all those limiting beliefs. Otherwise, you can't really move into the next phase. So as this phase begins, the limbo phase, usually you might start off in victim mentality, playing the victim with all these excuses about, well, I can't do it, I don't know how to do it, or there's something wrong with me. So various kinds of victim mindsets, like I'm too old, I'm not experienced enough, and so forth. And then as you're going through this phase, and you're getting to the end of the limbo phase, your vision is starting to form, and now you're taking more and more responsibility, and you're starting to see that, wait a minute, maybe I can do it. Maybe I'm just doubting myself too much. Maybe this vision really is worth the effort that I'm going to put into it. Maybe I should just take a leap of faith and commit to this vision. So you're getting that towards the very end of this phase. And that's taking responsibility. And so really, this is like the beginning of a new slate for you. You can sort of start your life anew. You can be reborn. That's the power of these chapters. Every chapter is a new slate. And here we're sort of at the beginning of the new chapter. It's sort of like you're sitting down to write a novel and you just have a blank screen on your computer and you can write anything. And that's kind of scary and exciting at the same time. It's scary because, like, well, what am I going to write? I can write all sorts of stupid stuff and I don't know where to begin. I'm not inspired yet by anything. I don't have any kind of concrete direction. That's right, because that's how every beginning is. It's totally open. It's freedom. It's so much freedom that it's stifling. You're stifled by the freedom. On the other hand, it's exciting because there's all these possibilities. And so that's what you're dealing with. You're trying to make decisions. So at this point, you might also be very indecisive. You might have multiple visions of what you might want to do. Maybe there's three different types of business that you want to start, but you're not sure which one. Or you're trying to find your life purpose, but again, you're not sure which one. Should it be art or music, or should it be filmmaking? And you're not sure which one to choose. And so you can be very self-doubting in this respect. But also, this is a time for exploring new opportunities, getting into totally new things that you hadn't done before in your life. Maybe it's a new hobby. Maybe it's hanging out with new people. Maybe it's studying a new subject that you hadn't studied before. Maybe it's starting to take your health seriously where before it was not even on your radar. Maybe it's now beginning spirituality and discovering the possibilities of spirituality. So you're starting to like enter new realms of life, new domains that weren't on your radar before. So that's phase one. Now, what do you do here when you're at this phase, the limbo phase? Well, first of all, it's important that you allow yourself to decompress, to take time off. So one of the biggest mistakes you can make at the limbo phase is trying to speed up and trying to guilt yourself for underachieving. Those of us who are very ambitious and high achievers and we want to be winners and we want to be getting more money, more success, we always want to be working on something. Those of us who are workaholics, those of us who are super creative, we always want to have some project that we're working on. You know, we don't want to waste our time. We can be too hard on ourselves in that we're always expecting to be like delivering results. And this is just a phase in your life where you're not going to be delivering any results. So you got to be okay with that. If you're a workaholic, you're going to struggle with that. And that's a problem. Because, you know, the problem with workaholics is that they just get kind of stuck in the cycle of doing the same work over and over and over again. They never really go inside and reflect and ask themselves more fundamental questions like, is this work even helping mankind? Is this work even aligned with my top values? Why am I doing this? Is this work really going to fulfill me in the end? And those are really important questions to ask. It's important to be gentle with yourself in this phase. Don't guilt yourself. Don't try to get results out of yourself. just chill and hang out and take it easy and enjoy that. Trust that by taking the time to decompress and to relax and to introspect, that some new purpose will emerge for you. But not necessarily in a day or in a week or in a month. It might take time. And I'm deliberately not giving you time frames here for how long these different phases could take, because for different people, it'll be different. Really, we're talking on the order of months and years here. So a phase might take 6 months, or maybe it might take a year or 2 years or 3 years. That's roughly what we're looking at. Of course, there's no hard and fast rules. It's going to be different for everybody at different times in their lives. It's important during this phase to break old patterns and to do new things, because really what this phase is sort of a discovery process. You're discovering deeper aspects of yourself, peeling back the layers of the onion of the self, becoming more authentic, more true to yourself, realigning yourself with your top values, really thinking deeply about what you really want from life, and allowing yourself to dream, to vision, to get inspired by stuff. And the way you get inspired is by participating with new aspects of reality. So stuff, you know, like that you didn't do before, that the old stuff that you used to do, it doesn't inspire you anymore because you've exhausted that from the previous chapter. So now maybe there's new books you want to read, new people you want to hang out with, new kinds of industries you want to explore, new career opportunities you want to explore. Maybe there's a new part of the world that you want to live in or travel to. That's all really great. And you got to start to follow up with that, because if all you do is you just hunker down and sit back, stay home, and keep doing all the old stuff you used to do, well, there's not enough new information to come in to inspire you. And there's also not enough new opportunities to give you hope. And then you can become depressed because of that. So you got to open yourself up to life. There's so much within life that can inspire you, whether it's movies or art or museums or travel or new people or psychedelics or maybe you discover self-help. Maybe you discover spirituality. Maybe you have a mystical experience. That opens up a whole new realm for you to then explore, to get excited about, to give you new business ideas, to give you new directions for your career, new ways of thinking about your relationships and your family and your friendships and so forth. This is a time to really review what's most important for you in life. And of course, it really helps that you know your top values and you have a sense of life purpose. So for that, check out my life purpose course. That's what it's all about. There's quite a lot involved to get a person to really start to understand who they are. Even though, of course, you're you and you think you know who you are and what you want, actually, most people have no idea who they are and what they really want. And I'm not even talking about enlightenment here. I'm just talking about who you are as an ego, as a personality. You don't even understand what that is yet. Never mind enlightenment. During this phase, consider maybe working on new areas of your life that you've neglected in the past. So maybe in the past you weren't focused on business and now you can be. Or maybe in the past you weren't focused on family and relationships, but now you can be. Or your health, and now you can be. Or your spirituality, and now you can be. Allow yourself during this phase to be a little bit lazy and to be a bit in a rut. That's okay, as long as you don't get totally mired in it for years. That's okay. Allow yourself to get inspired by life. Be careful not to fall into addictions and distractions, with pornography, television, smoking weed habitually, this sort of stuff that can just kind of numb your mind, put you into low consciousness, and actually take you out of introspection mode. That would be a mistake. And if you get caught up in that very long, deep rut, then you can waste several years of your life in this, and it's going to be painful and unnecessary. So watch out for that. During this phase, also cherish your solitude. Be alone. Get comfortable being alone. It's okay. You don't need to always be surrounded by friends. You don't need to always be busy. Minimize your life so that you have time to enjoy your solitude, to introspect and to think. And along these lines, a really great technique is to schedule a week or two for a solo retreat somewhere secluded out in nature. Rent a cabin on Airbnb somewhere in the mountains, in the forest, in the desert, all by yourself, and just live there for a few weeks, not meditating per se, not doing psychedelics per se, although you could, but just be there by yourself. Decompress and think about what you want in life. Maybe take a journal with you and just journal. You'd be amazed at how effective this simple technique is. See, most people will never take the time to actually schedule something like this because they think like, oh, well, Leo, do I really need to do it? I mean, like, yeah, it sounds like it would be helpful, but what if I just stay home for a week and watch TV? But see, if you do that, you're not going to get anything near what you would get if you actually took the time to schedule a cabin out in the forest and be there all by yourself without any television, internet, or cell phones. One of these solo retreats can make or break your whole life. It can mean the difference between finding your life purpose and not. That's how important this is. It's during these periods where you have inspiration, where you have new visions and you develop them, you dream, and you find the next chapter in your life, a strong, powerful, compelling chapter. That's what you want here. You don't want a weak chapter. You don't want to waste, because, you know, one chapter is going to probably take you to complete a whole chapter with four phases. We're talking 5 years, roughly speaking, you know, 5, maybe even 10 years for a whole chapter. So it'd be a great shame if the next 5 or 10 years you devoted to a weak, piddly chapter. You don't want that. So it's highly worthwhile to invest a couple of weeks, a couple of months to really figure out what your next chapter is going to be. That's highly worth it, and it's going to pay huge dividends in terms of money and everything else. So it's worth a little bit of investment. If you have to spend $1,000 to do this retreat, it's still highly worth it. This is also a great time to do travel. Rent a car, travel around wherever you are, go to some parks, go to some new attractions, go to some museums, go somewhere you've never been before. Again, open yourself up to new influences. And traveling by yourself is really great. Because while you're traveling, you get to think. While you're in the plane, while you're in the train, while you're in the car, driving somewhere. One of my favorite things in life that I get a lot of inspiration from is driving, solo driving. I'll just drive for 4 hours or 2 hours, whatever it is, just drive somewhere. Doesn't matter where. It could be just around town with nowhere in particular to go, or somewhere to a different state, to a desert, to a forest, to a mountain that I've never been to a city I've never been to. I'm actually starting to do a lot more of that lately, and it's really great for decompressing and for thinking and for inspiring yourself. Also, during this phase, do activities which bring joy in you. Bring out the joy. Find your bliss, as Joseph Campbell would say, and follow that. You can't find your bliss unless you're doing stuff that you actually enjoy, so stuff that's not work. What do you enjoy about life? And if you don't enjoy anything, well, that just shows you need to spend a lot more time figuring out what you really enjoy, testing out different things. Maybe you enjoy travel. Maybe you enjoy cooking. Maybe you enjoy hanging out with friends or whatever. And just give yourself the space to participate in that, because that's where your inspiration comes from. Then from that, some new business idea could come, or a new career idea or whatever. So don't be too practical in this phase. The ultimate goal of this phase is to build a new compelling vision for the next chapter of your life. So that's really what you're working towards. Without a compelling vision, you can't really start at anything. You can't begin the hero's journey. So the hero's journey begins here. You're kind of stuck in a rut, and then you discover some new opportunity, some new vision comes your way. And then is presented to you the call to adventure. Will you accept the call or will you reject it? Will you come up with excuses and reasons for why you shouldn't go on this adventure? This adventure will be the next three phases of this chapter that's opening up to you here. And of course, a lot of times we hesitate. We don't just jump on the adventure because adventures lead into the unknown. They're dangerous. They require expenditure of energy and resources. It requires us to break out of our comfort zone. They require us to find some deeper motivation within ourselves, and so we hesitate and we stall. That's very common. But eventually, you will find your vision, and you will accept the call to adventure, and you will commit to some path, and you will get some direction. And that leads us now into stage two, or phase two. This is the beginning, the start. The start of your journey, the start of your adventure. The start of you going down some particular road. So this really begins with a clear vision, purpose, direction, and certainty about what you want to do. There's a sense of clarity now that you're in phase two. You have some kind of loose plan. It doesn't need to be very detailed, but there's definitely a loose plan that you have, and this plan is going to require a lot of action to implement it, whatever it might be. Might be a new business plan, might be the vision to start a family, to find a wife or a husband, settle down, start having kids, you know, it might be that, where it might be a plan to lose a lot of weight and to get yourself into shape and start to eat healthy and start to work out, go to the gym. I know there was a phase in my life where I definitely had that chapter of working on my health and fitness. So stuff like that. During this phase, you are committing to a new field, exploring some new realm. You're not just dabbling and exploring. Now you've done a bit of the preliminary exploration of different fields in phase one, the limbo phase. Now you've actually found a new field and you're committing to it and you're saying, okay, this is the thing I'm going to do for the next 5 or 10 years or however long. This is something I really want to focus on, whether it's your fitness or some particular type of business. Maybe you want to become an artist or a programmer or a better speaker and communicator. And so you're saying, okay, I'm going to focus on speaking and communication for the next 5 years. That's my vision, to become a great communicator or a great leader or whatever. During this phase, there's usually a lot of optimism about the future because you found something juicy that you want to work on. There's engagement here. There's a sense of passion. So this is like what happens at the end of depression. Once you're done with all your depression, your hopelessness, then you find a new vision and then there's passion and optimism. This is a time for training, work, and networking. There's probably a lot of new skills that you need to learn in order to master this new field that you're moving into. You're eager in this phase to explore, to build, and to create. You're pushing yourself to new heights. You're discovering new aspects of yourself. You're discovering entirely new realms of life, and you're amazed because what might seem like a realm that didn't even exist for you before, like maybe spirituality and meditation, you start to go into it and you start to train your meditation, concentration abilities, and then all of a sudden you discover this amazing realm of spirituality and all the possibilities there. You start to read a bunch of books and go to workshops and lectures, and you start to watch videos, and so you discover a whole new realm that you want to commit yourself to. Or maybe it's within dating and pickup, you discover this and you start to get real serious about it. Or maybe it's some new business niche that you discover, that you see that there's a big opportunity there and you got to strike while the iron is hot to jump into that business. During this phase, you start to work a lot, lots of overtime, but it doesn't often feel like work because it's so exciting and so new and so fresh. During this phase, you start to get a lot of shit done. This is where you go into action mode and you become very practical. This is a high energy phase, whereas the previous phase was low energy. Some of the problems that could arise here is a fear of failure and feelings of inadequacy and insecurity. Because you're entering something new, and of course you're comparing yourself to all those people who are really good at that thing, who've been practicing it for years, but you're just a newbie. And so you have that problem of feeling like a newbie and feeling like you're never going to make it. You're not good enough to succeed in this business. You're never going to develop the right skills. That you're just flawed in some way. You're not talented in this area. And you got to push through that. And it's also very easy to quit in this phase and to run back to your old life. See? So don't just assume that it's going to all work out automatically for you. No. You can really get crippled by your insecurity, inadequacy, and fear of failure. You have to really get your inner game dialed in so that those limiting beliefs don't cripple you and that you keep building your momentum here. And that's really what this phase is doing. It's building a lot of momentum, and it takes work to build that momentum first. It doesn't come easily. So what do you do in this phase? Make sure that you stay focused on your training. There's going to be a lot of training happening here, and you got to be disciplined about it, and you got to be building good habits and routines. Make sure that you're building up momentum. It's important to be executing every single day on something. So like if you're getting into spirituality, then every single day you got to be doing your yoga or your meditation like clockwork and not skipping days. Or if you're getting into business, then every single day you're working on your business. Or if you're writing a novel, then every single day you got to be writing, you know, at least a couple of pages of your novel every single day to build that momentum. That's very important, and that's quite challenging for many people to do because you're coming out of a rut. You're coming out of being lazy. And most people, they've never seriously disciplined themselves to work on projects independently outside of being prodded by a boss or by a family member or something like that, you know, or by the need to pay your mortgage. Like being able to teach yourself how to build momentum and how to follow through on your own personal visions and projects is one of the most basic aspects of personal development and building a high quality life, which many people just have never have never done. And then of course that's why they get so depressed. It's important to stay optimistic in this phase and to keep working on your vision. Don't assume that your initial vision is the end. No, it's really just the beginning. You have to really keep working on that vision, keep asking yourself, is this really what I want, and refining it. So it's not really about changing your vision. You want to be careful not to just be changing your vision every single month. Your vision needs to have some stability to it. But once you do have your vision, you can keep refining it. And then as you're working, you can see, well, am I really working? Is the stuff that I'm doing really totally aligned with the vision? Then you'll see it's not. And you can kind of expand your vision more and more and more and build it up. And that only gets you more excited about the possibilities. It's very important that during this phase, you don't quit and run back to your old life. So be very careful about succumbing to easy, tempting addictions like porn, video games, social media, watching YouTube videos, watching television, eating terrible food, hanging out with terrible friends, chronically smoking weed every day, and this sort of stuff. This is going to completely destroy any possibility of building up that momentum and really launching the next chapter of your life. Also, make sure that you do pace yourself. Don't burn yourself out. It's always exciting to start something new. What's really difficult is to build enough momentum on that thing and to kind of stick with it for at least a year or two. So it's very important that you really focus on building momentum here. Also, be prepared for obstacles. Whatever new project you start, whether it's a family or fitness and nutrition or dating or a business, it's always going to be harder than you thought. And there's going to be some element of grind and boredom to it as well. And there are going to be threshold guardians, as I talk about with the hero's journey. Go check out my episode called The Highest Hero's Journey, where I explain what the hero's journey is. That episode really dovetails with this one here. So there's going to be threshold guardians. No matter what you're trying to do, whether you're starting a new business or you're learning a new musical instrument or you're getting into a new relationship, there's going to be obstacles and you're going to be tempted to quit. So make sure that you stick through those. Get good at identifying threshold guardians so that when something bad happens that tries to derail the start of your next chapter, you realize that, oh, this is just a threshold guardian. I just have to work with it, not quit. During this phase, become a serious student. Because there's a lot you have to learn to become good at whatever you're trying to master. Emulate various role models who are doing or have done the things that you want to do and be good at. Find the best teachers. find resources, books to read, how-to courses. All of this is available online easily these days. So once you've done all that, now you're ready for phase three, which is the middle or the peak or hitting your stride. By this point, momentum has been built up, and now you're in the zone and you're on fire. Success is coming to you faster than you expected, and you're amazed by your results. So all that hard work that you did learning and pushing through your limiting beliefs and holding on to your vision, now all of that is coming to fruition. You can actually sense that your vision is starting to become actualized in the real world. What was once just ideas and pipe dreams, now you're actually starting to see it. Money is pouring in. People are starting to take notice of your work. If this is business that we're talking about, if this is career, then you're starting to reach a point where people recognize you for your skills and for your achievements. And now people want to work with you. Employers want to hire you. Maybe you have multiple employers competing for your attention, trying to give you higher and higher salaries. And this feels great. You're on top of life at this point. You're at the peak. It feels amazing. You start to feel very grateful. You start to feel like, man, if only everybody knew that life could be so good. But of course, the danger is that when you're hitting the peak, there is an illusion now that comes that it will always be like this. And so you're going to want to try to hold on and ride that peak for as long as you can, thinking that this is it. You're kind of maxed out on life. And if you can just maintain that, then this is what life is all about. During this phase, you're focused on what's working because you figured out some niche that seems to work. There could still be self-doubt and self-sabotage during this phase. You've got to be careful with that. You could also get too arrogant or too cocky and too complacent and then suffer some catastrophe because of that. During this phase, you're usually very busy. Your attention is focused outwardly. You're not introspecting very much. So what do you do in this phase? Well, enjoy it. Enjoy the ride while it lasts. You're riding a sort of wave and you're at the peak. It's like surfing. So you're at that point where you're actually surfing on the big wave and you've stabilized and you're in that tunnel. You're in the zone and everything's working great. So of course, enjoy that. That was the whole point of your vision, is to get to this point. Celebrate your success. Keep doing what's been working. Don't try to innovate too much here. If it's been working for you, producing results, double down on that, triple down on that, master it. Finish the mastery process. So you were getting good, but there's still more to master. So keep mastering and don't get complacent. Remember that this peak won't last. It's just a phase and it will pass. So sort of emotionally prepare yourself for what's coming next. And what's coming next is going to be a bit of a downturn. Be careful not to get lost in materialism, like the fruits of your success, like money, fame, sex. These things you've earned through this hard work now, and it can be easy to get kind of lost in those trappings. But remember that these things are not really why you were doing all this, and that these things never really give you any true fulfillment anyways. And so in this phase, you will discover just how little fulfillment you get from money, fame, and sex. And that can be a very valuable lesson in and of itself for you to realize that. And then, of course, after that, oftentimes comes a downturn and a depression. You're never going to be more depressed in your life than the moment that you get everything that you've ever wanted. If you get $1 million and you get a bunch of fame and a bunch of sex, the very next day is going to be the most depressing day of your life because you're going to realize how little that really did for you, how spiritually hollow that materialistic stuff is. And of course, that can be very sobering because you realize, well, wait a minute, Leo, then what the hell have I been working towards? Why have I been even chasing this vision? Because my whole vision was about money, fame, and sex and a big house and all this. And now you're saying that it doesn't work? Then why was I doing it? Well, that's very good. That's very good to discover. Why were you doing that? See, it's by going through this process that you learn more about yourself. You peel the layers of your onion, the onion that is you, And then you get more and more authentic about what you really want out of life, what your top values are. And you don't just do that by sitting on a couch. Of course, you could to some extent, but you also do it by actually looking at the results that you get in your life and going through this cyclical process. Also, be careful in this phase not to overwork yourself and to burn yourself out or to ruin your health by overworking. Because, you know, you start to get success and more fame and more money and more sex, and you just kind of, you know, you go into this vortex of just becoming one-minded in your life, of just like pursuing your career, and that's it, for example, to the neglect of your family, your health, and other things. Finish what you started in this phase. Don't run off to the next thing just yet. Bring it to its completion. Exhaust it. Also, be prepared that there might be a major obstacle right at the peak of the phase. In the hero's journey, this is known as entering the belly of the whale. This is where you come to confront your greatest obstacle, or you fight the dragon. And then you got to conquer the dragon. So that's you reaching the very peak, the very climax. And then once you do that, whether you succeed or whether you fail at conquering the dragon, then comes the end. This is phase number 4. All good things come to an end. So this journey, this chapter might end in a success or a failure, and it doesn't really matter which. You can learn a lot from both. Oftentimes, you learn even more from your failures. So maybe you were starting a business and it worked out and you made millions of dollars. Great. But now it's coming to an end. You've exhausted that business. Or maybe you started a business, but it failed because it was a bad business idea and you were so inexperienced. Also great. You've learned very important lessons there that now need to be integrated, and you got to look towards the next thing. So this is the end. During the end, this is a phase where there can be a lot of denial and resistance to the chapter ending, especially if you had great success, because you want to maintain that success, and you don't want to earn less money and get less fame and less sex. You want to get more. That's only natural. You want to keep expanding. But you can't have a life of never-ending expansion. Life doesn't work that way. It's always cyclical. There's ups and downs. So be aware of that. During this end phase, there can be a clinging to the past and a resistance to the new chapter that is now calling you. So maybe you've succeeded in this business, but now you're realizing, well, yeah, this business, it was nice and I got some money out of it. That's important. And I grew a lot. I learned a lot of stuff. But this business is not really what I'm most passionate about. There's an even higher level. There's even something more important than business. But of course, I'm scared of going after it because now I've got this successful business. I don't want to lose what I've built over the last 5 or 10 years. See? So there's sort of clinging. During this chapter, you have to start to realize that your life has... That this chapter has run its course, and that now there's a next chapter waiting for you. During this phase, projects that used to excite you can now start to feel stale, trivial, and meaningless. There can be a loss of meaning, a sort of hollowness to success that you're starting to realize. You might start to feel unhappy or dissatisfied and unfulfilled. You might start to wonder, is this all there is to life? Is just this, more of this? Because it feels very empty and hollow. Your energy and motivation, which used to be high, now is starting to wane. At the same time, you're getting comfortable. You're getting comfortable with luxury and success and the fruits of your work that you've accumulated. So you're resistant to changing or to getting out of that comfort. Because you know that if you start the next chapter, that means you have to go into your uncomfort zone. And you don't want to do that. You'd rather stay comfortable. You don't want to move to a new city. You don't want to move to a new country. You don't want to change careers. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to change your relationships, your friends, your spouse, your family. You don't want to change stuff. During this phase, you can start to feel like a victim. You can start to get angry or upset because you're trapped and cornered in life. Life is starting to feel stale. You can start complaining and bitching and moaning. You feel entitled. You can even become corrupt with your success. You can become obnoxious and arrogant. And now you're starting to get into a rut. You're going through life, just going through the motions. You're starting to not feel so creative anymore. Yes, you're going to work. Yes, you're going to your business, you're working on it, but it doesn't excite you anymore. And it just feels like the same old thing every day. And you're not inspired anymore because you've maxed out your vision. You've actualized your vision, so you need a new vision. But at this point, you have no idea what the new vision is because you haven't thought that far. You were so busy trying to actualize your first vision, and it was so difficult to do that that you never even considered that there might be something beyond that. But now, of course, you have to start considering that. There can be a fear of collapse or a fear of losing it all at this point. Because you might think like, well, okay, I've built this business, but now it's time to move on to something else. But this business, who's going to run it? I don't know. How am I going to keep this business up? And so your attention and your motivations could be split now between your old business or some old project you had and some new project that you might be considering. And now the energy is starting to fall off, getting into a low energy state. Depression can happen. A sense of isolation can start to happen. A withdrawal starts to happen towards the very end of this phase, which of course leads us right back into the very first phase that we started with, which is limbo. And then it's from limbo that you start to open up the next chapter. So what do you do here in phase four, the end? First of all, accept that everything comes to an end and that the end is near. And don't be in denial about it. It's also very important in this phase that you acknowledge your achievements, your growth, and your gains, which people forget to do. If you have been doing this process correctly for 5 or 10 years working on this chapter of your life, by the time you get to the very end, you've grown so much, you've had so many achievements and gains, even if you've had failures, that you need to acknowledge that. Because if you think back, like, you were a different person when you began this journey. By this point, you've changed. And it's very easy to overlook that because anything you achieve, you just start to take as the new normal. So acknowledge how far you've come. Even if you don't have everything you want yet, that's fine, but acknowledge how far you've come. Also, don't get too attached to the old. Realize that life is all about finding the next chapter. And remember how exciting it was to be beginning your new chapter when you originally began it. So that is going to come, but it might take a couple of years before you get to that level of excitement again. Know when to walk away from a relationship, from a business, from a project that you have exhausted. Don't just keep milking it and milking it and milking it. Sort of like, you know, with TV shows. If you have a good TV show, the producers will know when the TV show is kind of coming to its peak. And once it's past its peak, then you got to wrap that thing up. Don't just keep it going and going and going. Like, put it out of its misery. You know, some TV shows like The Simpsons, you know, The Simpsons have been on for like 30 years now or 25 years. And they keep pumping them out. But I mean, The Simpsons have died like a decade ago. The peak of The Simpsons was a decade ago or even more. So they got to really just kill that thing. See? And I can only imagine like the poor people who work on The Simpsons now. Still some of the original people, like some of the original voice actors and so forth. Of course, a lot of the old producers and directors left. But some of the people who have still stuck around, you know, they must be so miserable. Because they've been doing the same goddamn thing for like 25 years, doing the same voices. Like, they need something new. Like, you've got enough money. You don't need The Simpsons money. Like, quit. Just go away. Start something new. Start a new project. You need to work on a new show. You know, that's what you need. Otherwise, you're going to stagnate. So that's what I mean by knowing how to walk away. Look for ways to tie up loose ends. So if you have a business or a project, oftentimes you can't just leave it on the turn of a dime. You got to like make sure that your employees are satisfied, your business partner has to be satisfied. You got to wrap up the loose ends. So start doing that. That will free you up to then move on to the next thing. So start kind of planning your transition. For you now, what's important is free time to think and to reflect and to decompress. So try to create that space for yourself because, you know, you've been so busy for the last few years riding the peak that you don't have that space. You got to create it. Now's when you create it. Start looking forward to the new chapter. Start asking yourself, what's next for you? What's the next level of life for you? How do you evolve yourself next? What's the next level for your soul to evolve to? Plan time off. Plan for serious introspection. Expect less money, less results, and less action for the next few years, and be okay with that. If you have some silly idea that your income has to be growing every single year, that's going to be very counterproductive in this case, you see, because that's just not how it works. I remember I had to do that when I started Actualize.org. To start Actualize.org, I had to take a pretty big hit in my income for a couple of years. And it was counterintuitive because I didn't want to. Because, see, I got accustomed to earning six-figure salary from my previous business. And I just wanted that to continue. And I wanted my salary to increase every single year. But I had to let that go to create a possibility for something new. Also, during this phase, be okay with not having a plan. You don't know yet what the next phase is going to be for you. That's going to take some months or even a few years to figure that out. And that's okay. And also start exploring new possibilities. You need to find new sources of inspiration, new realms and new fields of life. All right. So that explains the four phases and what one whole chapter looks like. Now, let me make some general points about this whole model. So first of all, it's very important just to understand the basic here, which is that phases are totally normal and healthy. This is how it should be. Don't expect constant action, constant motivation, constant upward growth. That's silly. It's not how life works. That's not how human growth works. So don't place those false expectations on yourself. Realize that ups and downs are normal and totally to be expected. Also, it's important to understand that those quiet periods where you're not in a lot of action, those low energy phases, growth is still happening during those inactive phases. In fact, they are still active. It's just that they're active on the inside if you're doing them right. So you've got two of these phases which are really active on the outside, and then two of these phases which are more active on the inside. And being active on the inside, in some sense, is even more important because being active on the inside sets you up for then a lot of action on the outside. It's pointless to take a lot of action externally on the outside when you don't know yet what you're supposed to be acting towards, when you don't have a vision. See, so don't dismiss that. If you're too materialistically minded, it's very easy to dismiss that, getting caught up in always generating results. There's an old parable about bamboo, the way bamboo grows. I don't know if this is true or not, but what they say is that bamboo, when it grows really fast. It grows like a foot every couple of days. But it doesn't grow that way all the time. Really, the way bamboo grows is that it takes 5 or 10 years for the bamboo roots of the plant to establish themselves. And during that time, nothing is growing up top. The root system is growing and preparing itself for a massive spurt and burst of growth at some point. But it's not there yet. And then when the root system is developed, then it starts to sprout really quickly, like feet per day, quickly. And it's amazing. So that's exactly kind of how it works with us as well. So don't discount those periods where you're laying the foundation, where you're doing the research, where you're introspecting, where you're dreaming, where you're coming up with visions. externally, nothing's going to be happening. Your family, your friends, they might look at you, your colleagues, they might look at you and they might see that you're a loser, that you're not getting anything accomplished, that you're not earning lots of money, you're not bringing home the paychecks. You're not maybe even working during this time. They might think that you're jobless and homeless and all this, but they don't see what you see, which is that you're building this root system that's going to support massive growth in the future. So keep that in mind. Also, don't resist the phases. Lean into them. Acknowledge which phase you're in, and then kind of just go with it. Don't try to rush through a phase. Enjoy each phase for what it is. Be willing to let a chapter end or close without holding on too long. Be willing to walk away. Be willing to take the time out to relax and to rethink your life. Be willing to be lost, confused, and sad. That's all normal. Allow yourself to explore totally new opportunities. That's very important for discovering the next chapter. Trust that you will find your next chapter. Watch out for wasting time getting stuck in a rut in those low consciousness addictive activities, like I said, because those keep you from doing a high quality introspection. Make big changes just for the sake of something new. So for example, when you're reaching the end of a chapter, you might just make sort of a spontaneous decision to just do something new, like move to a new city, move to a new country, get a new job that is totally out of left field, consider a new career, consider a new business, consider changing your whole diet, consider changing all your relationships and friendships, consider a new hobby, consider a new lifestyle. And then just by doing something new without even knowing where it's going to lead, trust that it'll lead somewhere. Even if the thing you do ends up not being perfect for you, just the very fact that you did it and you changed something was healthy to break you out of the old chapter and begin the new chapter. See, it's better to do stuff and fail at it and realize that it's not right for you than to just sit back and be paralyzed, not doing anything at all, because you don't know what to do. If you don't know what to do, do something and then just evaluate the results of the thing you did. That's how you really learn who you are, what your values are, and what you want out of life. Do stuff that you hate, just to learn that you hate it. That helps you. Of course, you shouldn't deliberately do stuff that you hate, but you know, if you're just paralyzed, go and do something new. It doesn't have to be perfect. If you're waiting for the perfect vision, the perfect business idea, that's not going to work out so well. You're going to discover that. That's an evolutionary process, you see. It's not something you just sit on the couch and you discover one day. It could be, but usually it requires exploration first before you have that brilliant new idea for the future of your life. Research, therefore, is very vital. Always be researching. Always have new opportunities in the back pocket. Have more opportunities and ideas than you will be able to actualize in multiple lifetimes. Keep a log, a journal, of a list of all the opportunities that there exist for you. See? Be reading lots of books. Be talking to new people. This is how you do research and you find new stuff in life that will excite you. Sometimes it's just pure luck and pure coincidence and serendipity that you discover something. You know, some friend or some colleague mentions something, you hear it, and then it's like, oh, yeah, that would be perfect for me. But you can't hear it unless you're talking to that colleague or you're talking to some new person. Also, it's important to remember that you shouldn't expect old friends and family to follow you on this journey, to follow you into the next chapter. Expect resistance from them, which is why you have to isolate yourself. And you have to learn to listen to your own inner voice and inner heart and soul. and then work on it quietly. Don't make a big announcement to them that, oh, I'm starting this new business. I'm pursuing enlightenment, or I'm going to go start a family. Don't keep that to yourself, because they probably won't understand. And you need to lay more groundwork first, because your friends and family, the only thing they're going to really react to is the external results. They're going to react to the bamboo that's above ground, because they don't see what's really going on inside of you that's generating all that external growth. So make sure you really work on your root system. And the last general point that I'll make here is get comfortable being all alone with some of these phases. That's totally normal and okay. And in fact, necessary. So get comfortable being alone. That doesn't mean you need to become a hermit or a recluse or abandon all your friends. You can be social, but just realize there'll be phases in your life will be you'll be very social, and other phases will you're going to be a recluse, and that's all right. Now, let me just draw a few obvious parallels here between this four-phase model and the hero's journey. I really recommend you go watch my episode about the hero's journey. And if you took my life purpose course, we talked about the hero's journey a lot there, so go check that out in even more detail if you really want to understand the hero's journey. The life purpose course shows you how to live a hero's journey and all the trickiness and challenges and obstacles that come there. But quick skeletal overview. So the hero starts out just in ordinary life, basically just doing mundane stuff, stuck in a rut. Then some new trigger comes, which is a call to adventure. Some new grand possibility opens up. But of course, the hero is lazy, stuck in a rut, and fearful, so he rejects the call to adventure. Doesn't commit to it. Finally, after being sick of his rut, he accepts the call to adventure. And so, of course, the hero begins sort of in the limbo phase. Then he accepts the call. As soon as he accepts the call, that's when the starting phase, phase two, begins. Then a wild adventure ensues. The hero is learning lots of stuff, meeting wizards and teachers and masters, and meeting threshold guardians, and struggling with the initial obstacles. That's phase two, the start. He's conquering those. Then eventually he becomes proficient, and he starts to conquer the ultimate obstacle, which is the dragon, defeating the dragon. That's like stage three. And by defeating the dragon and becoming very proficient, becoming a master, that's now he's reaching the peak of his journey. And so once he defeats the dragon, what else is there to do? Now it's all sort of downhill from here. He's actualized his journey. He's risen to the occasion. He's become the hero. People celebrate him. He's famous. He gets money and women and all this, and fame and adoration and approval and love. But he still has more life to go. So now what is he doing? Well, now he starts to feel a bit depressed. The journey is over. The journey has run its course. What's next? He doesn't know. So now he starts to go downhill. This is the fourth phase. This is the end. And now he returns back to his ordinary life. And now he's probably lazy. He's drunk. He's smoking weed. He's watching TV. He's stuck in a rut again. Until the next thing comes along. So he's back in limbo mode. Now, I want to give you some examples from my own life of how this worked. It's not always going to work perfectly. It's not always going to just like completely align with these cycles. But actually, you could be surprised at how closely it can align with these cycles. It's just that the timing will be different for everybody. So you gotta look at this four-phase model rather loosely. You know, kind of metaphorically, not too literally. So I've had multiple chapters and multiple cycles and phases in my life. So I'll just begin in an arbitrary place, which is sort of like almost exactly 10 years ago when I started my first business. I started an online business because I felt like I was stuck in a rut in my old job. I didn't like working for people. I didn't like having a boss. That's one of the most important lessons I learned in my whole life, is that I never want to have a boss ever again, and that I only want to work for myself. And so when I realized that, that for me became the vision. That became my hero's journey, is to build financial independence so that I could be completely unbeholden to anyone else's agenda, and that I could completely be free to build my own life and my own business and career and have the impact that I want to have and to have the creative freedom that I want to have. And so that became my vision. I got really excited about that possibility. So I got to work immediately building my business. Within 6 months, I had a business that was starting to earn money. And I worked hard to get it off the ground. So this was me going from the limbo phase into the start, phase number one. Or actually, the start is phase number two. So I was in number two. I worked there for a few years, getting the business off the ground, making passive income and all this, until the business was basically running itself. And I started to get good at business and marketing and understanding how that works. And then I started to feel like, okay, I've kind of maxed that out. I was getting to the top of business, and then I didn't know what was next. I wasn't sure what the next phase in my life was going to be. I was still very young. There were still areas in my life where I had just done zero work, like with relationships, intimate relationships, and sexuality. So I wanted to really work on that. Because before that, my whole focus was just on my career and on business and money. So I was starting to explore new possibilities. Like, I knew already that the business that I built wasn't the ultimate business that I wanted. It was just a stepping stone. It was a way to become financially independent, and I achieved that. But my real dream business, that had to be yet to be invented. And I didn't know exactly what that was going to be. So I was exploring different stuff. And during this time, I decided to get into pickup and learn dating, learn to get better at sexuality, learn to understand masculinity and femininity much better. So that was like a whole new field. And as I got into that, I also discovered self-help and personal development as this exciting new field. And so I got into that. I also got into weightlifting, did that for a few years, was really excited by the possibilities there. And that was great. And I was learning again. And so that was sort of the beginning of the next chapter for me. Right around this time, as I was getting into that, it was very fortuitous because my old business basically started to collapse. It started just like within a few days, it started earning much less money than it ever used to. And so I realized that, okay, this is the end. I have to let it go and I have to move on to something new. But of course, I was afraid. I didn't know what that was. I had no idea really if I could even pull off another business. I had a lot of doubt about whether I could be successful again. And during this time, while I was doing pickup, I discovered life coaching as a possibility. It's very interesting. I was actually in a bar in Dallas talking to, just flirting with some girl. I didn't even want to talk to her, but I just did it out of a sense of obligation to, you know, to practice and to train myself. I was just talking to her, and she told me about life coaching. And immediately as I heard that, I realized, oh, that's what I got to do. That's perfect for me. Because right around this time, I was very interested in reading self-help books. And so I thought that this would be the perfect next step. So I immediately enrolled in life coaching training, put $10,000 down, committed to that, and decided that that was going to be my next direction. And I was very doubtful about it. I knew that, you know, I could just lose my $10,000 and not really get anything out of it. But I decided to do it anyways, because I didn't really have anything better to do. And also around this time, I did traveling. I traveled and lived in Austin. I lived in Las Vegas for a month here and there, and was meeting new people and sort of really discovering this whole new domain of life, which was dating and women. And that was a refreshing change from sort of the cloistered life, the business-focused life that I used to have. Then I moved to Las Vegas, really started a new lifestyle here, living on my own, away from my family. And during this time, I started actualize.org. And I started experimenting with YouTube videos, and I wasn't really sure how I was going to do life coaching or where that was going to take me. But through doing these videos and starting my YouTube channel, I discovered this opportunity. I kind of found my niche on YouTube. And I saw that this was a time to strike. This was still back in like 2012, 2013, where YouTube wasn't as big back then. And so I saw that there was an amazing opportunity here with these videos. and with teaching this material. But at the same time, I felt very insecure, very inadequate. I was battling many limiting beliefs about whether I could do this, whether I was qualified to do this, and so forth. Whether I could be a good teacher. And so that's when I sort of discovered the possibilities with Actualize.org. That's when I really had my full vision for Actualize.org, and I started building it. And I worked feverishly for 4 or 5 years working on that. So this is me moving from the starting phase into phase number 3, which was sort of the peak with Actualize.org, striking while the iron was hot. And I worked for about 4 straight years, just pumping out content every single week. And the result of that was that I earned a lot of money, gained a lot of subscribers, built a whole business, mastered how to communicate. I mean, not mastered, but became decent at it. Figured out YouTube, figured out how to start my new business, figured out how to be a self-help teacher, started figuring out spirituality and enlightenment. So that was all discovered during this time. And then, like, in the last year or so, I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to peak with this chapter in my life. It's starting to feel a bit stale, starting to feel a bit grindy. I'm still excited about pumping out videos, but at the same time, I've sort of evolved my consciousness to the point where I don't really need to create videos anymore. And I'm sort of like looking towards a new horizon. What else is there? I'm starting to see possibilities with enlightenment, with yoga, with psychedelics, with writing a book, with doing travel, with maybe getting more involved with intimate relationships than I was. So that's kind of where I am right now. I'm sort of at the peak and starting to maybe move towards the end phase. And it's kind of scary, especially when you've had a lot of success, because you don't want to let it go. You get comfortable. And I've already had several calls to adventure about stuff that I could do, you know, just totally new chapters in my life that I could open. But of course, I'm hesitant. The ego is always hesitant and cautious when it comes to just accepting a call to adventure. It's amazing how conservative the ego tends to be with that sort of thing. Oftentimes, you got to be forced into it. A lot of times in the movies, a hero is literally forced into it, like his home is destroyed or his family is all burned and killed, like Luke Skywalker in the first Star Wars movie. You know, literally his whole family is charred and killed, and he has nowhere to go, nothing to do but to accept that call. And so that's kind of where I am now. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, what the next thing is. It can feel a little bit like you're getting into a rut, a little bit like you're feeling stuck, a little bit of playing victim, coming up with excuses for why not to accept calls and why you can't. You know, again, limiting beliefs come up, and you have to deal with letting go of past success and the possibilities of earning lots of money. Like, you know, one of the most tempting things that trips me up is that I can always extract like millions of dollars more out of Actualize.org. It's always extremely tempting, but at the same time, I know that's not really what the next chapter is for me. So it's tricky to figure that out. And so I'm in the process of figuring that out and seeing what will come. So there you go. In conclusion, start to think of your life, roughly speaking, in terms of chapters and phases. Start to imagine it this way. That can be helpful to guide you. As you do this, try to focus each chapter on one thing, maybe two, but not much more than that, because you don't want to split your focus up. The power is to concentrate your focus strategically into just a few handful of things, maybe even ideally one thing, to knock it out of the park. So whatever the next chapter will be for you, select a theme for that chapter. For example, relationships, or building a family, or building a career, or becoming financially independent with your business, or fitness and health and nutrition, or traveling the world, or spirituality, or getting a great education, or giving back to the community, or art and creativity, you know, something like that, and make that the focus of the next 5 years of your life, let's say. See? So that you're clear and you know what you're working on every single day. That's very important. Otherwise, you're going to just be diffusing your attention everywhere and nothing is going to get done. And then you're going to feel like a victim because you're not going to get that kind of success that you want from personal development. So don't try to do everything at once. And also, the last tip I'll give you is it's helpful to make formal clean breaks, which you can do with ritual and even ceremony. Try to demarcate the opening and closings of a chapter. So whatever that might mean, maybe like you go out into the forest and just camp outside with a fire and just like dance around the fire. And that's like you demarcating the beginning or the end of this chapter of your life. Or maybe do it with friends. Or, you know, you can find various ways. Like in more ancient, more primitive cultures, they used to do these rituals and ceremonies and rites of passage a lot, where, you know, a boy becomes an adolescent, ready to become a man. There's like a rite of passage he goes through to demarcate the end of his childhood and the beginning of adulthood. That can be very important. There's a lot of wisdom in those rituals and ceremonies, which we've lost touch with here. Of course, you have to make sure that you're doing these rituals and ceremonies not out of cultural habit because someone forces you to do it. You have to do it like consciously, yourself. Really, you can totally create your own ceremonies and rituals. Just don't necessarily expect your friends and family to participate. Although, maybe they could if you talk them into it. So that can be very helpful. Now, of course, in practice, it becomes difficult. It's emotionally difficult to actually create a clean break or a clean beginning or a clean end because oftentimes you're clinging. You're clinging to the old chapter or you're scared to fully go into the new beginning so you don't create a clear demarcation between your beginning and your end. Well, I mean, you just try to do the best you can. You're not always going to succeed. That's it. We're done here. Please click that like button for me and come check out actualize.org. That's my website. You'll find my blog with exclusive insights and videos that I post there. Check out the Actualized forum. Check out the Life Purpose course. Check out my book list. It'll all help you with figuring this out. And the last thing that I'll say is that, look, these days I talk about a lot of advanced topics, metaphysical, abstract topics, spiritual topics, and the bottom line is that most of you, most people who begin watching actualize.org are at a point of development where you just need the basics. You just need basic self-help. Most people, what they need is like very practical, simple, Tony Robbins style self-help. Spiral Dynamic Stage blue and orange self-help. Not my metaphysical musings about the non-dual nature of God and all this. Like, if I think back 5 years and I think about me watching my own videos 5 years ago, most of the videos that I put out today, I couldn't stomach 5 years ago. I wouldn't watch them. I would click the off button. Why is that? Because they're too advanced. They're too advanced and they're too outside of, you know, my materialist paradigm, which existed back then. My dualistic paradigm. So, so make sure that you're covering the bases. Make sure that you're not just getting totally lost and chasing these metaphysical advanced things that I talk about without handling the basics like your financial independence, your creativity, you know, your relationships, your sexuality, business and finances and fitness and health and your education. Get that stuff dialed in. The stuff that I'm teaching now, I mean, I'm still going to be teaching very practical topics. Like this one, for example, is a very practical topic that will help you if you're not even pursuing any spiritual stuff. It'll help you. And I'll be releasing more content like that in the future. But really, you need to find some some books, some courses, some teachers who will also just teach you the very basic stuff. And then you listen to me for the very advanced stuff. You see, the metaphysics, the epistemology, the spirituality, the non-duality, that's the very advanced stuff. For sure, it will rapidly transform your life if you can do it, if you can even stomach to listen to it, let alone do it. But you also need to get just the simple foundation of survival down in your life. Teach yourself how to hunt. Teach yourself how to survive in 21st century society. Teach yourself how to maintain a job and a decent career and this sorts of stuff. And then if you do that, and then on top of that, you add all the advanced stuff that I talk about these days, damn, that's going to be amazing. See, but if you neglect the basics by fooling yourself into thinking that, well, if I just become awoke and awakened and enlightened, then I won't even need to worry about my career and my health and my fitness and my family and my relationships and dating and sexuality. I won't need any of this. Well, realistically, you're fooling yourself. In a certain sense, that's true. If you truly deeply awaken, in a certain sense, you can bypass a lot of stuff. But at the same time, you're still going to have to survive. You're still going to have to worry about keeping a household. You're still going to have to worry about your bank account. You're still going to have to work on your relationship. You're not going to just be able to skip over all of that. If you do, actually, you'll develop pathologies in these various areas. So you might be enlightened, but you're still like a horny dog, thirsting after women, because you haven't handled that part of your life. So just keep all that in mind. I am very cognizant of making sure that my videos are practical. Even my metaphysical videos, I'm always trying to make them practical for you. Because this work is about actually embodying it in your own life. So really, don't think of it as like, there's the practical self-help stuff, and then there's the metaphysical stuff, which is not practical. No. The metaphysical stuff is the most practical. The problem, though, is that you need to be able to appreciate that. You need to be at a certain level of consciousness and development and open-mindedness to even be able to learn the theory, let alone to embody it. It's extremely practical, and your biggest results and gains in life will come from the metaphysical stuff, which is why I talk about it so much these days, is because that's really where the results are at. The results you get with the basic stuff is just basic survival stuff. You're never going to get satisfied with that, even though you still need it. You see, that's why survival is so tricky. You can't just say, well, to hell with survival. No, you still need it. If you say to hell with survival, you're still going to be unconsciously running through various kinds of survival strategies all the time, because that's basically all your mind is doing all the time, is looking out for your own survival. So you do need to develop some higher quality survival strategies. That's important. But really, life is not about survival. Life is about transcending survival and seeing what lies beyond. And so actualize.org is supposed to be a holistic teaching where we kind of talk about both at the same time. We talk about some survival issues, we talk about some transcendence of survival issues, and then we kind of intermix it and we see how actually the two interrelate with each other. You can't create a duality between survival issues and mundane everyday life and business on the one hand, and then spirituality on the other. That would be a terrible spiritual approach to life. Really, the whole point and pinnacle of spirituality is that you bring the spirituality and infuse it into your everyday mundane life, including your business, your relationships, your family, and everything else that you do. So that's what we'll be talking about going forward.